Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli, and our topic today is the divine initiative. When we apply this word, initiative, to God, it becomes apparent that His ability to overcome difficulties quickly and cleverly in an independent, problem-solving way is what the gospel message is all about. The divine initiative is God's intervening into the affairs of man. His independent actions actually change the course of human history. This is revealed in the Bible. In John 3:16, Jesus saying, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Then Paul comes along and he says in Ephesians, as recorded in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5, "Even when we were dead in sins, God made us alive together with Christ." And then he says, "By grace are ye saved." Herein is the divine initiative. God sent Jesus, his only Son, to a world full of sinners. They were totally cut off from the love of God, lost and dead in their sin. He so loved these sinners that he quickened or made them alive with Christ by and through his resurrection from the dead. All who believe in Jesus as the only begotten Son of God would be delivered from this state of death and given eternal life. That's pretty cool. Thus, salvation is based upon the divine initiative of Almighty God, not the good works that we do, not the good looks that we may have, or the fame or fortune or accomplishments. So the bottom line is that God loves you and does not want you to remain lost and dead in your sins. He wants to have fellowship with you. He wants to bless you and call you his son or daughter. That's pretty cool. To bring you into his family through a born-again experience, he brings you into a new birth experience as his child, simply because you said, "Yes, I understand that I am a sinner, and I'm one of these lost sinners, and I need to come to Christ, and I need to see that he died on the cross for me. And I need to see that he was raised in newness of life, and with that God raised me with him. And so I am buried in baptism and raised in newness of life, and I am now a child of God." Wow, that's a great thought, isn't it? And it's true. In the court of the hereafter, the case for lost sinners has been heard and judgment set, and that judgment is death that reigns over the lost soul. However, God, being the judge and making the sentence, also had a plan whereby he could condemn sin in the flesh that would fulfill his own demand and yet allow the sinner to go free. But it's more than that. It's to experience the same eternal life given to his only Son. Now, what about you? Are you that lost sinner? And as in John 3:16, are you the whosoever that says, "I believe in you, Lord. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Take over my life. Help me to find my way through you"? That's a good thought. Today, the divine initiative reaches out to you that you may be saved and glorified with Christ, seated with him in heavenly places, and here on earth to live a life of freedom. God bless you and have a great day.